So that was awesome. I just came over by Sister Ammon's over there in the corner, and brother and I are standing here, over here, and a young man on a bike, maybe 18, rode by, and I said, hey, do you know the gospel to eternal life? He stopped, whipped around on his bike, and he stood there, I didn't get an audio, for about 2 minutes, and he listened, and I said, where is all this stuff in this world going to lead you? And I told him about the church systems, and he said, yeah, they're corrupt. I said, where is all this going to lead you? Entertainment, flesh, frivolity, drugs, women, all the temptation, sexual temptation, movies, violent video games, any video games. And he said, it's going to lead me all right to hell. He said, absolutely. I said, absolutely. And I said, but if you serve Christ, you come out of the world. I said, you can know him in spirit and truth, and you can have your soul set on eternity. And I said, that's a glorious thing. And then he wrote off. He said, thank you. I said, check out our website. We'd love to Bible study with you, encourage you. He thanked me. He wrote off. And I told brother, if I came today, we came today for that one young soul that I just planted seeds in, that maybe, what, he's 18? In 40 years, if the Lord tarries and he's 58, maybe he'll remember the street preacher that told him about Jesus, come out of the world, come out of the churches, and read your Bible. That's the view we have to have when we do ministry out in the streets. It has to be an eternal view. It can't be, oh, what happened today? Because good things of God, eternal things, often do not happen in one day. Look at what happened in the book of Acts 2. You might say, well, that all happened in one day. Acts 2, the Holy Spirit fell, the body of Christ was born. Hold on a second. You're talking generations of truth from Torah law, from Genesis all the way back to all of the Old Testament scriptures, training those men. And if they would have been looking for the Messiah and know what God was going to do, yeah. So there was a lot of background work that went into that. And Paul talked about how he plants, other men water, but God brings the increase. In Acts 2, it says God adds to the body. And in Matthew 16, Jesus said, I will build my body. The word church, the ecclesia, is the church, the called out ones. I will build it. He builds it. I don't build it. We can't add people. We just tell them the truth and then invite them to come in and seek after Christ, and they have to do it with the Holy Spirit. So I didn't get the audio of that, but I wanted to put that on there. A lot of times these things happen so quickly out here in the street, we don't have the audio recorder going all the time. And I wanted to just, that was an awesome one with a young man, all smiles, thanked me, rode off on his bike. I don't even think he was down here entertaining in the Dells. It looks like he was cutting through. He might be headed to a job. He might work here. I don't know. But what a glorious thing we get to do. Shine the light to old, young, middle-aged people and glorify God. Thank you, Father.